Okay, let's come back to our seats. It's good to see everybody. It's good to fellowship. Welcome to December. Can you even believe it? It is the fastest year ever for me. Fastest. So I don't know, as you get older, it's faster or not, but you can talk to other folks here. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and pray. Want to welcome you to Grand Rapids Church of Christ. If you're visiting, you're welcome. We want to love God, love one another, and share that love with other people. It's great to have the Chicago couple, Melkor and Shailen, in town. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. God, help us to settle down. Settle down in your power to gather our thoughts, our hearts. Father, there's so much going on around us in this world and suffering, people losing their lives. And Father, it's so good to fellowship yesterday at Belmont, at Milestone, and just got to be able to make food for people who have no opportunity. God, I was so blown away that every 6 seconds a child is dying because they are hungry. Father, thank you for the whole church coming and participating. And God, to see the kids, they were so fired up to give and to make food. And they were not hungry one bit. And thank you, Father, for the fellowship today. Father, as we look at you and your power, as you displayed power throughout centuries, I pray, God, that today that we will understand a glimpse of how powerful you are, how awesome you are, God. As we sang today, our God is awesome. And Father, I pray that we will be moved by the scriptures. Our hearts will move, that we will bring you glory. And God, if we don't believe in your power, then help us overcome our unbelief. Thank you, God, for this morning. We love you. In his name we pray. Amen. Today I want to talk about God's power. God is powerful. Amen to that. As soon as I get the clicker, and I will click. By the way, Ron did an amazing job last week. And I thought, Ron, why didn't you be a preacher 25 years ago or 20 years ago? That was the best sermon I heard. Thank you. Appreciate your heart sharing to the whole church and all your friends and family. Next week, Brett's going to preach the word because I'm preaching in Detroit. Amen to that. So bring your friends. He's very funny, and he's going to do it in 30 minutes. Let's start our Bibles to Proverbs 30. If you're from Calvin, are you fired up? Oh, come on. Oh, come on. If you're Ferris State, okay. Proverbs 30. You know, if you look at the Old Testament, New Testament, and God displays his power. A lot of times God does it whether we obey or not. And sometimes he does it so we can obey. And sometimes he does display his power after we obey. Okay? And God did that, the floods and the rain, because people didn't obey. But a handful obeyed. But he did it anyway. And think about the burning bush. He did that to inspire Moses so that one day he will hear the call, obey, and go preach the word. And call his people out of slavery. God parted the Red Sea. Because Moses And his people decided to obey, and he opened the door for people to go. That is God. He will open up a whole sea so you can go through. Because Moses believed. What if he didn't believe? Oh Lord, are you kidding me? Are you mean to walk through the Red Sea? Has anyone seen the Red Sea? I don't know if it's red or not. But God can do amazing things. And I hope that today you'll be amazed, you'll be impacted by the power of God, because God wants to move your heart whether you obey or you don't obey. And He will do amazing things in your life every single day to make you obey. Hopefully you won't disobey. Amen to that. You look at the New Testament, Christ came, God decided to walk in the Sea of Galilee. God decided to call people to Him. God decided to bring more fishes for Peter so he can obey. He fed the 5,000 so that all of them will obey one day when the church starts. God did so many healing and miracles so people will leave their sin and obey Christ. And the ultimate powerful miracle displayed is the resurrection. He did it so that the whole world will obey Him. But not everybody obeyed. They mocked Him. They put Him down. They scoffed. Jesus, why didn't you save yourself? You're saving the whole world. Ha, look at you. He was mocked. And negative stuff was said when the greatest miracle was happening. But today my question for you, is your heart moved by what God has done in your life? Are you motivated to obey God by all the miracles God has done in your life? What are some miracles done in your life? Are you motivated more to serve Him, to love Him? Or God, you want God to do more miracles so you'll obey? Or will you obey after that? It's sad to hear in the Old Testament, God did so many miracles for His people. They obeyed for a while. And then they walked away. Then God will do one more miracle. They'll obey. Then they'll walk away. That's a human nature. We want to break that nature. Amen to that. We want to break that so we can consistently, through fellowship, through community, through our triads, through our discipling groups, that we will have help in obeying God's word. So I want to share in Proverbs 30, if you're with me, turn with me there. Proverbs 30, pick up verse 4. Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his hands? Who has bound up the waters in his claw? Who has established or created all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Every word of God is flawless. He's a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and prove you a liar. Church, make sure you don't add anything to the Bible. Two things I ask of you. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and deceitful words far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the bread that is my portion. Otherwise I may have too much and deny you, saying, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal, profaning the name of my God. That's what I want. That's one of the reasons I left America a long time ago. Because I may get too greedy. I may lose my salvation. I didn't want to be caught up with the Western materialism. And so when I got the call to go on the mission field, I'm going to go. I want to grow. Go and grow. I want to grow. I want to be more like Christ. The challenge is for all of us today. How much is how much, right? If you have too much, you may walk away. You may have too little, you may steal. But I just want enough. Is that our prayer every day? Just to get by. It's good to have extra. Amen to that. Extra blessings. We all need extra blessings. Amen to that. I'm not saying don't pray. Hey, but sometimes money can lead you astray. It can. It'll creep in. Money here, money there, a bonus there, a promotion here, a new job. I mean, all that is good in itself, but are we guarding the heart? And that's what the writer is saying. Solomon is saying, I want to guard my heart. I don't want to swing. I just want to have deep convictions from God's power. We're going to look at a few scriptures. We're just going to read scriptures. Amen to that. All right, ready to read together? And let's go. 1, 2, 3. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah, in Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and said, Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you. God stretches the sky over empty space, hangs the earth on nothing. He wraps the rain in his thick clouds, and the clouds don't burst with weight. He covers the face of the moon, shrouding it with his clouds. He created the horizon, and he separated the waters. He set the boundary between day and night. The foundations of heaven tremble. They shudder at his rebuke. By his power, the sea grew calm. By his skill, he crushed the great sea monster. His spirit made the heavens beautiful, and his power pierced the gliding serpent. These are just the beginning. Who then can comprehend the thunder of his power? That was good, guys. Let's do it again. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. But God made the earth by his power, and he preserves it by his wisdom. With his own understanding, he stretched out the heavens. When he speaks in the thunder, the heavens roar with rain. He causes the clouds to rise over the earth. He sends the lightning with the rain and releases the wind from his storehouses. Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. Isn't that powerful? Do you believe in the power of God? Do you believe that God can do amazing things? Are you not impressed? Do you want to see another lightning to be impressed? Now don't let it strike you down. God, I want a lightning without striking me down. But you know, last night I was in Bolt House after the concert, and I was in here in around 9:30. I don't know if you heard it. We heard the thunder and lightning. That was so cool because I was going through the same scriptures like, oh, mercy. But God is in control. He speaks. His power causes things to happen. He sends rain, lightning. He holds the clouds together. In fact, he's saying, over the moon, he's just holding it together. We can't even comprehend that. But God did it. Do you believe it? Or do you have to go to the moon to actually see it? You know, when you look at Paul's life, Paul talked about the power of God that God displayed. And so I'm going to read God's power displayed. Now, Paul is talking about his own life, and he's talking about how the power is available for you. Everybody in this room, it's available. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, it's available. But here it is, in Colossians 2:12. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to a new life, because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. Paul is saying, at the point of baptism, you were buried with him and you were raised with him. You see the connection? Why did you do that? Because you trusted the power of God, that God can raise you and change you. Now, let me make a point here. But I don't feel much power after baptism. Well, let's talk about that. Why did you get baptized? If ever you did, did you believe in the power? Or did you get baptized for the wrong reason? To join a church? To be a member? To sign a membership form? To look good in the community? To be added to the fellowship? Why did you get baptized? For what reason? Profession of faith. They told me to raise my right hand and repeat after me. Or did you get baptized because somebody told you? Or is it you did it for your friends? Did you walk down the aisle and did it for other people? Was that an emotional decision? I hear all the time, one of my cousins, young married, big mega church, altar call, the wife is all ready to go, and she wants to do it. And as she was walking out, the husband said, "Hey, I don't want to be left out, I need to go too." He went, they both got baptized. I'm not here to judge anything, but I wouldn't do it that way. I want to know what I'm getting into. I want to be informed. I want to be raised to a new life. I want to be resurrected the way Christ was resurrected. The same way. To get rid of my old life. And then I'll have a new life. We don't feel the power because sometimes our motivations got messed up. And I'm just putting that out for everybody right now. Do you feel the power in your life that God is using you every single day? And I'm not talking about perfection. I'm talking about having the right heart. And you believe in His power that God's going to raise me up the way He did. 1 Corinthians 1:18. The message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know it's the very power of God. I work with people all the time, the last 30 years. Some get baptized at 10 because they're there from the third grade. They hear some message. For a kid from third grade, would you actually go and teach a third grader who's learning English? The power of God? What sins has he committed? Nothing. Poor kid. Dunked him in the water. I'm saved, you're saved. And they do all the sins after the baptism. follow them. I worked with a youth pastor a couple of years ago. Got accepted Christ at 6, 7, 8. And then I was sitting down at a coffee store. And we just had a conversation. So, when did you get baptized?
11.
Oh, okay. Did you accept Christ?
Yes, I did.
Did you believe in him?
Absolutely.
I joined this church. I had the membership form. Everything was awesome. And I had a crucial question to him. He's a youth pastor of a church here. So, did you sin more before the baptism or was it after? I'm sorry you say after. But why is that? Oh, I don't know what I was getting into. Bingo. Well, what's happened has happened. I'm sorry that happened to you. Would you see? Would you like to learn? And I taught him. I taught him. I didn't hold back. I taught him the full gospel. He was so convicted. Now he's doing the same thing in that church. I love him. He's great. He's awesome. He's doing the same thing in his youth group, teaching them the Bible. So when do you find the power? The power is when you die to your sins. I talked about a few weeks ago, the good and the bad cannot mix. The sinful nature and the spirit cannot mix together. You can't lie and be honest at the same time. Either you're lying or you're being honest. And so dying to sin is crucial. If you got questions about your baptism, but you feel like there's no power in your life, or you keep falling into the same sin again, come talk to me or Pam or one of the leaders here. We want to help you. We want to encourage you. We want us to, together, feel the power. Amen to that? We're going to look at one more scripture. We'll close it up. In Ephesians 1, turn with me. How's everybody doing? Thanks for bringing the drums. I decided I'd make a point there. Ephesians 1, and here Paul, in chapter 1, is talking about your walk with God. He's talking about the power. And I really want us to think deep and about how do I really feel about the scriptures. Do I really believe in the scriptures that this is real? Or is this just another thing to do I have to do in my life? I'm so proud of Zach, Holly's brother, being coming out, and I'm so proud of his home. It was hard, his life, and Chris, me, and Max, we're just bonding, and he's learning the Bible, and we're really informing. We're really teaching him the Word of God. And I appreciate Zach. The other day, he just shared his heart and expressed he wanted to be disciples. Now, he could have been dunked 6 months ago, but that's not how you do it. He needs to do it the right way. He has to be informed what he's getting into. But he shared very deep things on Friday night, and don't worry, I want some other details. But our hearts went for him. He's having some family dysfunction. He's growing up. I want us to really pray. Pray for that family. If you went through that and you're growing up as a dysfunction family, you're thrown home to home, house to house, city to city, school to school. You don't know who's your family, who don't know who's your dad, who don't know who's your stepdad. You just don't know any of these details. You're thrown. My heart went out for him. I just said sorry. And all the brothers, we just all just rally around him and we prayed.
So I want to have a special prayer for Zach and Holly and the whole family this morning.
Father, we come before you, Lord. God, I pray, Father, that you will help Zach and Holly and strengthen them, God, as they find security in you. I pray, God, that you will comfort them in their jobs, in their future, in their school, in their workplace. God, I pray, Father, that you will calm the storms in their home. That you will help their families to settle down and secure, put a security to you, Father. God, thank you for Zach and his decision to be a disciple. We love you. In his name we pray.
Amen.
By the way, he's a great mechanic, so if you know a job, let him know. He's looking for a really awesome job as a mechanic. All right. See? I made a pitch for you. Ephesians 1, 18-20. We'll read it. I'll make a couple points. And then we'll close it up. Ephesians 1, 18-20. I ask that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know the hope of his calling, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of his power to us who believe. If you believe today, 100%, what do you hear? You're going to feel the power. You're going to see the miracles. Well, when you hear, do you believe? If you don't believe, you won't see miracles in your life. And if you don't see miracles, you stop hearing. It's just you fall out of the circle. I really want to encourage church moving forward. It's coming year 2019. I know we're hearing. We just want us to believe more. Believe every word, every scripture. Don't be critical. Don't analyze too much. Just obey. Just believing. Because when we do that, we grow, church. You'll be amazed and be on the right track. I love it. God's bringing lots of people. But we got to really believe every single day, not just an hour on Sunday, but every day of our lives. There are things in this world that are Satan throwing flaming arrows at you. Don't believe it. Don't believe lies. Oh, I will never change. Oh, I will never get married. Oh, that crazy boss. I won't get any bonus. Look at that stupid car. I mean, just you can go negative so easy. You go to a restaurant, where's the waiter? I'm telling you, every single day. What kind of pizza is this? I thought it was hot and fresh. That's not for the leaders today at 12. What kind of marriage is this? This is not what I signed up for. What kind of church? I thought we were perfect people. Hello? I thought at least in the church we'll find some perfect people. Ah, man. Why didn't anyone tell me that? You read the Bible, God says only he's perfect. That's it. Simple. And so here, Paul is making the point, open your heart, open your mind, be enlightened by the power. The power for those who believe. But for those who don't believe, there ain't no power. Ain't no power. Let's continue. Close it up. It's amazing. I get all these texts while I'm preaching. And I'm tempted to look at it. I'm not looking at it. Somebody's reaching out to somebody and mercy. What does the world become to? Now I got to go back to my Bible hub and pull up the scripture. Sorry, guys. Okay, I'm almost there. I'm not perfect. Just want to throw that in there. All right, verse 18. We read that, right? Okay, 19. And the surpassing greatness of his power to us who believe, he displayed this power in the working of his mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. Did you know it's the same power that resurrected Christ? It's available for you. It's available. You can do it. Anyone in this room. But you got to believe. Not just in your mind. Oh, I know that scripture. No. Do you believe that scripture? You got to make the heart and the mind connection. When we do that, amazing things happen. So I have to close it up here with two questions. Is your heart... Oops, I got to click here. I click there. Is your heart moved by His Spirit, His power, displayed by you? If you do, then you'll obey more. Jonah saw the miracles. He obeyed for a while, and he walked away. But God had to be on his case all the time. What's going to take? How many more miracles do we have to see to actually obey? The more you obey, the more miracles you see, and then you want to do it again and again and again. That's how you grow in your Christian life. You keep reflecting. Are you obeying? If not, I want to ask you, if you want to study the Bible, if you want to learn more, if you want to experience God's power working in your life, spend some time with somebody here, study the Bible out. Your life will change. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for each one of us, God, who's coming here, Lord. Father, I pray that you'll help us. You strengthen us to believe. God, we're so imperfect. We got so many flaws in our heart and our life. And Father, help us to believe. Help us to overcome our unbelief. Help us to experience the same power where you resurrected the Son of God. God, help us. Help us be open. Help us to change. Help us to grow. God, use us in a powerful way. God, as we take the bread and the wine, help us to remember and reflect our lives. Help us be vulnerable. Help us be open. Lord, we love you. In His name we pray. Amen.